Ken, the fallen angels, as you call them, what are they doing? What do they want?
Well, I, you know, first of all, I want to get this piece down to Tom for you to see. You've got to see this, George.
Can you email it to us?
Yeah, I'm going to email it to you just as soon as I get it in my hands. And anybody that wants to see it, just Google Ken Klein or go to Coast to Coast and Google and click on my name. It'll take you to my website. Just sign up on my email list. I'll send it to anybody that wants to see this. But it's incredible. But these things are ancient. They're ancient, and they affect everywhere where there's power, political power, economic power, even religious power. And these entities, these fallen angels, not demons now, there's a difference, are affecting our social orders everywhere. And now they're becoming visible to us. I've never seen anything like this before. I mean, I've seen stuff on UFOs, but I've never seen these kinds of images that we've captured. And I think something pretty significant is going to happen on this planet very soon.
You may be right.
I really do. And they're bringing it to some kind of crescendo. I thought it was funny, by the way, that you played that song Earth Angel.
Time things perfectly, don't we?
Perfect. I wondered if you picked that out for me or if you play that every night.
No, that was just for you, Tom.
That's really funny. But it's really amazing song. And it goes to, really does go to what I want to talk about tonight, because, George Lucas was really into the something when he figured out this thing called Star Wars, a great movie in the 70s. And, the Bible uses the word star for angels. You know, it says the stars fall from heaven. It's not talking about physical stars. It's talking about angels.
Interesting.
And we've always, most people don't get that right, because how can a star, not even one star could fall to Earth. It would just, they're so much huger, and they just burn us up real quick. But these are talking about angel entities. And when it says in Revelation 12, and there was war in heaven, we do not understand this word heaven right. Most people think, that's where God is. And the heavens that it's talking about there is the universe. There was war in the universe. And specifically, there's many wars in this universe, not just in our galaxy, but in all the universe, because there's a negative vibe in the universal constructions. Now,
it balances, right? Positive, negative.
It's and the angels angels dwell in the universal construction. So the Bible is pretty clear that it says there's a heaven above the heavens in several places in the Old Testament, and we know it's true in the book of Genesis, but we haven't had very good Are you there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We haven't had good translations that have helped us to really see clearly with a right cosmology. Most of us think that, well, there's heaven and there's earth, because doesn't the book of Genesis say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, that's a really bad translation. But most of the modern translations, if not all, say it that way. But actually, the proper Hebrew rendering of Genesis 1 there goes like this. From aforetime, which is different than in the beginning, a manifold God, or Elohim, had created the heavens and its matter. So when we say heaven, it actually means heavens. So there's four words in there that are really critical in creating the right mind picture so that we really understand how this whole thing works. So you have a heaven above the heavens, and then you have the lower realms, the earth. So it's like in between, he creates this expanse. It says, and he separates the waters above from the waters below. And waters are simply energy. So there's the divine energy of God in the heaven above heavens, and then there's the energies of earth, and in between is the universe. And so these angels, travel the universe in ships. And one of the great things about the Great Pyramid is when you go into that king's chamber, and this is what's kind of led me into all this stuff, there's two air ducts, they call them air ducts, in the king's chamber, but one points to the south and one points to the north. But they're really not air ducts, they're actually indicators that point to places in the heavens. The southern duct points to the belt of Orion, which is where Enoch went when he left, when he took off out of here. And the northern air duct points to the constellation Draco. And Drago is the serpent area in our galaxy. And we get the word draconian and the great dragon from this constellation. And this is where this war in heaven took place that's mentioned in Revelation 12. And there was war in heaven, and the great dragon, huffed and puffed, and he drew away one-third of the angels with him. They fell with him. Now, what's interesting about that is that the Christian world has never asked, because they think it's in heaven or God's dimension, but it's in the heavens, who were those angels?
And what were they?
Yeah, and what were they? And the answer to that has been hidden for a long time. And we now know that these angels are called the wheel angels, or the wheels within the wheels in Ezekiel 1. People say, well, those are flying saucers. They're not. Those are the symbolic representation of these angels. They're called the wheel angels, or the ophans, and plural is ophanim. So there was a group of angels called the ophanim angels, and they were the ones that are mentioned in Genesis 1, where it says, let us make man in our image. Elohim is a generic word for all of the angels. And there's three angel groups that came into the galaxy of the Smoky Lakes, which is the Milky Way. And they were the seraphim, the cherubim, and the ophanim.
And then they all weren't benevolent, were they?
They were all benevolent.
They all were.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what happened.
All right.
So the cherubim were the watchers, and there's watchers because these angels kind of like have the back of the other angels because there's wars in heaven, and that's why they're called the watchers and the covering angels, and you see them covering the Ark of the Covenant. Those are the cherubim. The seraphim are like the scribes that record the history of the universes, and when I say universes, I'll explain that in just a minute, but they record what's going on in our galaxy. When it talks about the books are opened, it's the seraphim that keep those books. The ophanim are the creators. And so you see in Genesis where it says, let us make man in our image. Most of the Christian world will say, well, that's the Trinity talking amongst itself. But no, because later on we find it says, well, now the man that's eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he'll be like one of us. We know that the Bible teaches that those were the creator angels. And it was those angels, those creators, that got into a fracas with Lucifer, because Lucifer was a cherubim archangel. And what happened was, when life forms were being spirited in this solar system by our father, with 144,000 ophanim, he was given permission to take over the morning star office, which was the office over the creators. And when he did that, he moved from his cherubimic office to an ophanimic overseer office. And that's why he's called the Chalal, or the morning star. And Jesus is also called the morning star. And that's why the Mormons think they were brothers, but they weren't brothers at all. It's just that they stood in the same office. When he took that office over, that's when stuff started happening that brought about corruption and trouble, because he started sifting the creator codes from the ophanim. And this created real problems. And the first problem it created is what started the war. And what happened was,
why would these entities, I'll call them that, why would these entities even create problems?
They have freedom of choice, and they're still trying to overcome themselves to get to the heaven above the heavens, because the angels are still in the heavens. They're still in the expanse. And they're trying to accelerate and get to the heaven above the heavens. And so they have freedom of choice. They're not like robotic. They also have free will like we do. And so Lucifer tried to accelerate himself in a way that wasn't his method, was inappropriate. And what this did was, not all the ophanim went to spirit creation, only 144,000. There was a trillion of them. There was a trillion ophanim. And some of them stayed back under the office of Lucifer when he took the morning star office. And what happened was, their creator signals got twisted, and voila, we have dinosaurs. And the dinosaurs are miscreations. They're satanic.
What do you mean?
Well, they never were intended to be, but they were. They were manifested on the planet through codes that were twisted by Lucifer.